parts. I mean, where would I get all those shelves? eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Hey, if you bleed orange and purple, we're your flagship station for Clemson athletics. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Only in America, folks.
Where every day is game day.
She had to pee me right across her shoulder.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here. Hour number two on a Thursday. I want to tell you about my friends over at Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. Get in touch with Trail. They can help you out. Bottom line at Trail is the better building process is working. It's working on so many different levels. One of the way it works is that Trail, relationships are built because there is no like middleman. The same company designs it, builds it. And as a result of that, the communication is better. As a result of that, the process is smoother. You're not going back and forth between architect and builder. You don't have change orders, which is fantastic to know, right? And in the end, you don't have costs that are skyrocketing and delays. So they promise you, your building will be done on time and on budget. I sat down with Will one time and I went through this huge binder of letters that had been written, and every single one was so complimentary, and almost everyone mentioned about how the timing of it and the cost of it. So that, in the end, that's what we want a building on time and on budget. But it just helps to have the people working for you the way they do. T-R-E-H-E-L.com, 800-319-7006. So John Hite is out with COVID for the next couple of days. We decided to do a bunch of guests today. And the first of five joins us now, batting leadoff because of what they did over at Fluor Field, even though it's golf rather than baseball, but batting in the leadoff spot today is Michael Pius of the first tee of the Upstate of South Carolina. Hey, good morning, Michael. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for coming on. I'm bringing you on for a couple of reasons. Number one, you got a really, really cool fundraiser and a place that I've been, and I want to buy a rifle ticket from you because I'd love to go back. You can never be in Pebble Beach, California enough. But number two is to tell us about the first tee of the Upstate. I'm going to tell golf fans, get your pens and paper ready and to get ready to learn more about this great fundraiser. But first, Michael, for those that don't know, tell us about the first tee of Upstate in South Carolina and what you guys do and what you guys are all about.
Yeah, sure. So for those listeners that might have, you know, heard about the first tee, seen, you know, commercials during PGA Tour events, you know, we're a youth development program first and foremost. You know, we focus on creating better citizens, giving kids opportunities to learn more about themselves, build their inner strength, through teaching life skills like honesty and integrity and sportsmanship and interpersonal skills and goal setting and resiliency skills. These are all things that, you know, our kids need, especially during these times, you know, still kind of dealing with COVID, as you know. So these are all things that are going to make them stronger, that are going to make them better citizens and future leaders. You know, that's what we're all about. It's just a bonus that we get to teach the great game of golf alongside that. So we do this in elementary schools. We do it at Boys and Girls Clubs, YMCAs, rec centers after school. And then, of course, golf courses and driving ranges from Anderson all the way to Gaffney and everywhere in between. So we're looking to expand this year into Pickens and possibly even Oconee County by the end of this year. So, you know, we're looking for support in a lot of different ways. You know, it's not just always about, you know, raising funds, but also if your listeners are interested in volunteering, you don't need to be the next, you know, Butch Harmon or Hank Haney to teach our program. You just have to care about, you know, making an impact on a kid's life. And we have our registration is opening in about a week and a half now. So we've got our spring programming, which will start March 28th, the week of March 28th. But registration opens Monday, January 31st. Our programming has just been on fire over the past few years. We've been one of the fastest growing chapters in the entire country. We grew by 55% last year over 2020. Obviously, that had a lot to do with not having a lot of programming in 2020, but still such an interest in our program. The parents absolutely love our program because we are a character education program first, like I said. Our girls golf program is on fire too. Just a few years ago, girls only made up 27% of our golfers, of our participants. Now it's nearly 40%. We also have a program that we just rolled out in 2020, a partnership with ELLS for Autism. So we have a program with kids that are on the autism spectrum. And we run that program at Three Pines Country Club in the spring, and also at Willow Creek throughout the year too. So we got a lot going on, and like you said, mentioned Pebble Beach. You know, this is a golf trip raffle out to Pebble Beach that we run at the beginning of the year. It's a massive success for us. So when did you play out at Pebble?
I went in January of 19, and have you been out before?
I have. I actually caddied for one of my students in the first tee open at Pebble Beach back in, I think it was 14. It was amazing. Just a caddy, just to walk the course with my student. It was just amazing.
It's almost so now, I'm looking. It's almost spiritual. I'll get into that later because I'm gonna do a really good job of selling this raffle for you here at the end of the segment, all right? It doesn't need selling it, but, man, I got to tell you, I can sell Pebble Beach, California for you because it is my favorite place on earth, what you see out there. That's the places I've been, at least, so that's awesome. Michael, to me, nothing does my heart any better than when I'm at the golf course on the putting green, chipping green, driving range, around the golf course and seeing these little fellas and these little girls and the little camaraderie, the little things they're learning from each other and their little, you know, their companionship that they're learning. And hey, look, as an adult, there's nothing more humbling than golf and the lessons you learn from humility, integrity and honesty and some of those things. I've got a dear friend of mine who, they have a son. I saw him on the golf course for the first time the other day, and he's involved in everything. He's a great student. He didn't need the character development because he has great parents and all these other things. But I'm just telling you, he's going to be better off by just the little time he's spending out there on the golf course too. And who knows? But I think that's awesome what you guys actually do with that. Now, on the other side of that, let's talk specifically, if we can, about that enrollment, the enrollment period that you're talking about, and then about volunteers, because there's parents and there's kids I know want to get involved. What happens here? What's the time frame, and how do they sign up? How do they get involved with you guys?
Sure. Yeah. So registration, like I said, opens Monday, January 31st, and registration goes fast. Like I said, we are a very popular program in the upstate, across the upstate. So those parents that want to jump on our website, they want to reach out to us so that they can get on our email list. So they'll get an email right when registration opens. It will close about 2 weeks before programming starts. So I think that's right around March 14th, I believe, is when registration closes. But you want to jump on it right away, and because there are limited spots. You can go onto our website and you can click on the programs tab, and then our we have a map that shows exactly where all of our locations are. I spend the whole subject talking about all of our great program locations, but you can take a look at the map there. You can find out which one is closest to you. We'll be posting the entire schedule before the 31st so that the parents can take a look, know exactly which one they want to sign up for when it goes live, and they can jump right on it because, it, like I said, it is very popular. Those, you know, we do need more volunteers. So if you click on our website, and then you click on Get Involved, there is also a volunteer tab there. So we'd love to get volunteers. If you're retired, or even if you're a young professional and you're looking for something to give back to your community, what better way than getting out on a golf course with some kids and teaching them these life skills, and you get to play golf at the same time. I mean, we have volunteers from every generation, you know, helping us out. So, and also if you're nervous about, oh, I don't know anything about the golf swing, don't worry. We have a great training program. We have a volunteer and coach training coming up on Saturday, February 26th at Greer Golf, where we'll be hosting the training leading into our spring programming. So there's so much more to learn about our program on our website, firsttupstate.org. Again, for registration, learn more about our programs. You can click on the program tab, and then, you know, learning more about volunteerism, just click on Get Involved, and you'll learn all about our different opportunities there.
Your website is great. You can spend a bunch of time on it because there's so many different factors, ways you can get involved. It's firsttupstate.org, as you talked about. My friend Alan Corbin of Corbin Turf sent me a text saying, love the interview, love sponsoring you guys and supporting you guys for what you do.
Yeah.
Look, there's
Alan is awesome. Yeah,
no doubt about that.
He's been a supporter for a long, long time, and we really appreciate all the support from our different corporate partners, and just the different events that we put on. Like you talked about our Links at Fuller Field event, we try to get creative and unique with all of our different events that we put on each year, all throughout the year. You know, we don't just host different golf tournaments every couple months. I mean, we're putting on our Derby party in May. We've got a girls golf fashion show coming up in March. I mean, we got so much opportunity for different people to get involved in our nonprofit and really make an impact on these kids' lives.
All right. You got a raffle coming up. Folks, this thing is only $100 per ticket. You're only selling 400 of these. Is that right?
Yeah, only 400.
So you got a 1 in 400 chance for $100.
Or you can buy, 10 tickets like someone did the other night. You know, you're not just limited
right.
on one ticket. You could buy as many as you want.
Look, you'd be better off buying all 400. One guy buying all 400 and guaranteeing you're winning there maybe. I know it's too late to do that, but here's what you're going to get.
We've got about 300 left.
Okay.
We got 300 left. We've sold about 100 in less than a week, which is amazing.
All right. We're going to sell these out for you today and in the next couple of days. The consolation prizes are great. Before we get to the Pebble Beach stuff, tell us about third place and second place, because if you don't win the Pebble Beach stuff, you can still win some really cool gifts.
Yeah. Third place is a swing evaluation at Golf Tech Greenville on Pelham Road, just down the road from our office. And they are great over there. I actually used to work for Golf Tech for, it seems like years and years and years ago. But great, great spot to, you know, take a look at your swing, get a lesson package, you know, with them and really take your game to the next level. Second place is a foursome at the Carolina Country Club in Spartanburg. Love Carolina Country Club. We are actually going to be starting programming out there. We started a caddy program out there last year. We just have a great relationship with them, so we want to thank them for the second place prize. But really, you want to go to Pebble Beach.
Oh, yes, you do.
You want your name drawn. And it's not just Pebble Beach this year. So we started this in 2019. This year it's Pebble Beach, it's Spyglass, and it's TPC Harding Park. And those, you know, TPC Harding Park, you probably saw back in 2020. The PGA Championship was hosted there. The President's Cup was hosted there. President's Cup is going back there in, I believe, 2024, I believe, maybe 2025. I can't remember now because it's, you know, flip-flopped with with the shift at the with the Ryder Cup. You get two nights hotel accommodations at the Lodge at Pebble Beach. So you literally, you roll out of bed and you're right there at Pebble Beach.
Been there. Awesome. Yep.
And a gift certificate to the Sardine Factory, which one of our great supporters, Jeff Rodenbaugh, suggested that place. He's been out and he's lived out on the peninsula for a while. Loves the Sardine Factory. I know it sounds interesting, but it's one of the best restaurants on the peninsula. And then we're gonna get you out there. We're $2,000 in air transportation voucher. So, this is just an amazing, once of a lifetime. And I don't know if I've said this. This is for a foursome. This isn't just for an individual. This is for your foursome. So, you get together, put $100 in each your group that you typically play with. And you up your chances. The drawing will take place Tuesday, March 1st at 6:45. We'll do it live on our Facebook page. So listeners, get out on our Facebook page, like that. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter. You'll get all the information. But it's just an amazing, amazing trip.
Well, look, I haven't played TPC Harding Park. I'd love that. Spyglass is... There are very few sites any better than Spyglass's first five or six holes, and then how great the golf course is coming in, and then Pebble Beach. My goodness, I've of all the places I've been in my life, to go back there would be amazing. To the 17-mile drive stuff, the Lone Cypress.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's a spiritual thought of getting out there and seeing that Lone Cypress, and it is a place. If you've never been, you have to go. If you've been, I'm talking to you now because you've been before, and look, there's no better place. That God has ever created here. So, hey, Michael, tell us that's a lot of information, a lot of ways to volunteer, to get your kids signed up for it, to support it, to support this great program for everything you guys do and for future fundraisers and future things you guys are doing. It takes money to do all this stuff. Tell us about how they can find all these things out once again on the website.
Yeah, firsttupstate.org. And to go specifically to the raffle, just put /2022 golf trip. So firsttupstate.org/2022 golf trip. That'll put you right on our page. Again, you can follow us on all, different social media, Facebook, First Tee Upstate, South Carolina. Also, on Instagram and Twitter too, you'll find us there. We'd love to get more kids involved. So keep an eye out on registration opening on Monday the 31st. And if you want to get involved as a volunteer, you can get on our website there and go through the process. There is a process to volunteer. I didn't really touch on that, but there is a background check, a safe sport training. So if your listeners have been, coaches for Little League Baseball and things like that, you have to go through these trainings now. And then same thing with us. So a lot of things going on with First Tee. We keep growing, and we really appreciate you having us on and talking about what we're doing here across the upstate.
Keep up the great leadership. Keep up the great work. Stay energized through it. You're making a difference over there. And I want to encourage everybody to get involved with the First Tee of the Upstate. Hey, Michael, let's do it again soon. I know you got some derby days and some things coming up. So let's do it again here soon if we can.
Sounds good. Thanks, Vicky.
All right, buddy. That's Michael Pius, First Tee of the Upstate, First Tee of Greenville. These are good folks, and that is a great cause for sure. Go ahead and get that raffle. Pebble, it doesn't get any better than that. When we come back, the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame has 30 finalists for the 2022 class. Mike Foster of the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame will join us after a very short break.
Emanating from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing high-speed fiber to homes and businesses, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
I'm John Wright Jr., owner and president of McCoy Wright, a fourth-generation commercial real estate firm based in Anderson. We service the Southeast by meeting the commercial real estate needs of our clients through transactional brokerage, development, and property management. We have an incredible team of people, and we would love the chance to talk with you about your commercial real estate needs. Go check us out online at McCoyWright.com or give us a call at 864-224-3503.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that the widely used non-contact thermometers are not accurate and have high probabilities for false negative readings. On top of that, they have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters most. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Don't wait. Switch to Exergen, because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Feel the wind with a Tohatsu high-power outboard motor from McCurry's Outboard Repairs. Reliability, dependability, and simplicity is what you get in a Tohatsu high-power outboard motor. Available from 75 horsepower to 250 horsepower. Tohatsu, the oldest commercial outboard motor builder in the world since 1956, with a five-year factory warranty. See your local Tohatsu dealer. McCurry's Outboard Repairs at the Greenville Boat Show, January 27th through the 30th. Call 225-8704.
I'm Eddie Bennett. A new year is upon us, and Bennett has Takeuchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders available for sale or rent at our locations. Bennett and Takeuchi now offer attachments for track loaders and excavators with the Takeuchi quality and dependability you've come to trust. Call or visit any of our upstate locations or online at BennettEquipment.net. Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi, two names you can trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
The Mickey Filer Show, forming the upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here on a Thursday. Kind of a rainy start to this Thursday, but we're going to avoid an awful lot of bad weather. I don't think we're going to get the really bad stuff now, so that's good news. I'm certainly looking forward to a better weather coming up soon, but at least we're not going to get the snow. That's pretty cool. Speaking of which, had dinner last night with the general manager over at Katichi. What Greg Rushing said is that they're closed today. They are trying their very best to get open as soon as possible. But with ice and bridges and with some rain today, these golf courses need a little bit of break in this thing. But in the end, they're going to get opened up as soon as possible. Hopefully by this weekend and get you back. Make your trip over this way. Let me give you a quick little notice about what they do and how you can take advantage of this. It's a great place to take business, close business deals. You can have your corporate retreats there. They've got a lake house that sleeps about 20 some odd. They've got a cabin that sleeps about 8 to 10. They've got individual rooms, individual suites in a 40,000 square foot clubhouse. Go to their lodging section of the website and see it. These are just immaculate conditions there. And with meeting rooms, your civic rooms. I know like the Rotary Club meets there, and all the wedding stuff, all the rehearsal dinners and all that. They take care of all that for you. Really, I think as good as the golf course is, as good as the greens are, as good as Andrew is at the teaching part of it, as good as the food is, you know, maybe the lodging is the best. Some of the great views and vistas there, staying in the clubhouse, the convenience of that, and doing some meetings and taking your company or taking your family reunions or your bachelor parties or your weddings, you're going to absolutely love Katechi. CATECHEE.com. It's a busy guest show. Later in the show, next segment, Bradley LeCroy, Clemson Baseball, Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com, Mike Noonan, a national championship winning soccer coach. But we had a big announcement this week from the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame. And I wanted to bring in Michael Foster and the fine folks at the SCFootballHOF.org and Soccer Carolina Football Hall of Fame, because when I saw the name of these finalists, I got excited about it. Michael Foster, good morning, man. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
Man, I am great. Look, I get emails from tons of people and tons of calls and tons of things. And then, and most of them I read, and I got a big junk file, obviously. But then I saw your list of the class coming up and the 30 finalists, the 21 modern guys and the four legacy guys. And I'm like, my goodness gracious, man, this is fun. So I wanted to talk about that. But first, let's talk about the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame and tell everybody that's not familiar with what you guys do and what you guys really, why you're such a vital part of the upstate right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, trying to make a long story shorter, but, you know, we've been around for, this is going to be our ninth annual class. So we have about 100, you know, years of football history, great football history that we're trying to, you know, cram in here. And so it's a tough ask to figure out who should be in each class. And so we appreciate everyone's help to narrow it down for us. And that's what we've been able to do at this point. But yes, so we're South Carolina Football Hall of Fame. We're a nonprofit right here out of Greenville, South Carolina, but we serve South Carolina as a state, celebrating obviously the football greats, but we use that as a platform for our Bridge Builder Excellence Award and program and our SC Top 10 in 2030 campaign, which David has talked to you about in the recent past. And basically what that means is we're trying to help our high school students and all of our students here in South Carolina have an opportunity to have a platform to be successful in their college and career readiness and have something to shoot for, have an opportunity to succeed and to be excellent in everything that they do. And we do that through the platform of football, through football, our football history, through guys like LaVon Kirkland to tell stories of his success, and the guys that we have currently in our class of 21 Hall of Fame induction class. Also our Blanchard Rogers Trophy, which goes to a collegiate player like a South Carolina Heisman. And then we have the Bridge Builder Excellence Award that goes out to a high school football student who has a 3.2 core GPA or higher, and has success on the field and has made an impact in his community as a leader, as well as just giving back, helping people out in whatever way, shape, or form that looks like. So we got a lot going on. All that stuff is going on right now. So it's an exciting time to be a part of the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame, and you can go and learn more at scfootballhof.org. And, of course, follow us on social media at scfootballhof on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And we do a little bit on LinkedIn as well.
All right. We announced the finalists yesterday. I want to go over all those guys in a second because, again, it got me just excited. And think about some of the memories I've seen. All these guys play is really cool. I'm going to get into that in a second. How will you select from the finalists, how will you select the guys that will be inducted?
Yeah, right now the vote is actually private for the finalists. We had a large nomination ballot that we just trimmed down use of the fan ballot fans were able to vote in, and that's how we got into this 30. But from here on out, it's going to be we have paid members. We have, you know, the Founders Club members that will be able to vote here, plus our board, the sports media here in South Carolina, and our former honorees will vote on the remaining group. And you can still vote if you want and help support the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you as a member or as a Founders Club member. You can, again, get that on the website. But from here until February 7th, we'll get those votes in from the media and from our honorees, and we'll make a determination from there and hopefully have an announcement in about a month from now. As far as what our class of 2021 will look like.
And then an induction. I know you had some great momentum. COVID hurt a lot of people this way. What are we planning as far as induction and how we're going to handle it this year? And because it's really one of the coolest events we have here in the upstate.
Yeah, it's going to be real quick. Right now it's scheduled for March 31st, which is coming right around the corner already, so we got to hurry to get this done. But yeah, March 31st at the Hilton Greenville right now is scheduled to honor that class of 2021 plus the Blanchard Rogers Trophy and the Humanitarian of the Year Award.
A dear friend of mine who is well-to-do and gets to do a lot of really, really cool stuff, who's invited me to this thing many times, said it's one of those events he just refuses to miss every year. He absolutely loves it and is looking forward to that. Selling tables now, selling individuals now. How's that working for you? How do people need to get involved with that?
That's going to go on sale next month. When we start getting closer to getting that announcement for the class, we'll start putting tickets on sale, because then people will know who they're coming to go see.
Right.
So about 6 to 7 weeks out from the event, those tickets will go on sale. So keep an eye on our social media, keep an eye on the website at scfootballhof.org, and we'll let you know. Or you can get our emails as well.
Hey, all right, I'm gonna lean on you. I like doing this often. I put pressure on people by asking them on the air, because it's a lot easier, lot more difficult to turn me down on the air. But when we announce this class, I'd love to get some of these contacts, these guys, because I'd like to have them, on the air.
Sure.
Over the span between when we announce it and when it's coming up, to be able to sell some tickets and all. So if we can, and they make great guests. So if we can, I'll lean on you and Levon and get some contact information, and love to have each of these guys on a few days between now and the ceremony to get these guys involved with us. Let me do this, though. I'm going to fly through this because we're limited with time here. But, again, when I got the email yesterday, it got my blood pumping. It got me excited. And that's why I sent you the text yesterday. Here are the first, the legacy guys. I mentioned, Mike, look, we don't do – there's a lot of problems we have in South Carolina. Football's not one of them. The legacy guys, Chester McLaughlin, right. Joe Morrison, Marion Motley, and David Patton. The 26 now. How about this? The modern era guys, Terry Allen, Mike Ayers, Jeff and Joe Bostic, Peter Boulware, Troy Brown, Dexter Coakley, Ben Coates, Woody Dantzler, Brad Edwards, Jumpy Gathers, John Gilliam, Dwayne Harper, Stanford Jennings, Terry Kinnard, Marcus Lattimore, George Martin, Stump Mitchell, Sidney Rice, Tony Rice, Brian Ruff, Rick Sanford, Connor Shaw, Clyde Simmons Jr., CJ Spiller, Roddy White. Hey, I think every one of these guys will eventually be in the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame. How in the world are you going to get down, man? What a class, huh? What a bunch of finalists.
It's a hard one. And you're absolutely right. Every single one of these guys deserve to be in it, as well as the original 76. We had originally 76 names on this, and every one of those guys you probably could look at and say, yeah, those guys should get in. And the problem we have is, again, like I said, this is only our ninth year, so we have 100 years of football history that we're trying to pack in right now. And it's hard for – and I get it. It's hard for people to understand. It's like, wow, how does Kinnard – how is he not in yet? Or Joe Morrison, or – you know, some of these other guys? And it's like, that's a good question. But one of the reasons is we only put about five guys in each year, and we've only been around for 9 years. So that's one of the reasons why. But yeah, every single one of these guys deserve to be in, and it's going to be tough. But it means that we're going to have a great class no matter how it shakes out. And we usually try and keep things balanced, get a Clemson person in there, get a South Carolina person in there, get one of the small school representatives in there, get a guy that has that grew up here and went somewhere else, like a Peter Boulware, for example, who had a great career at FSU, who's from Columbia and a great career in the NFL. Try and get that balance in so that way we can hit everyone. But that also means that, man, if you only put one Clemson person in and one South Carolina person in a year, you can imagine the kind of backlog you're going to have with really great players that are representative of South Carolina.
Well, it is a tall task. It's a great task. I'd hate to do that. Hey, one quick final question for you. I'll let you wrap up here after this. But one final question. I see the NFL Canton Hall of Fame guys and the massive guy, I forgot the name, the president of the Hall of Fame that makes the in-person deal there. Who gets to tell – who gets the phone call or the contact? Who gets to tell the guys that they're in? How's that work?
Well, sometimes it's David and sometimes it's myself, depending on how things go. But yeah, we'll usually team it up a little bit, but usually David will have the final say. David Wyatt, who's a lawyer there in Greenville for Wyatt Law, and he's helping us out here with the ballot. But he's our chairman and president, and so usually he'll make that final call to invite them into the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame and stuff. And then I'll usually take over from there and get them all the details and make sure they get there on time.
My guess is that these guys are Hall of Famers off the field too, because you don't – I mean, look, talent's one thing, but their perseverance and dedication and teamwork and sacrifice and all that, I'm guessing, man, you're talking about a lot of great guys too. And so really that you got a pretty cool deal there. You get to be associated with these guys and have some contact and get some pretty cool relationship with these guys too, I would imagine.
Absolutely. That's a really a big part of it. Not only are they Hall of Famers on the field, but they're Hall of Famers off the field as well. And the majority, we try and do our best. Obviously there's outliers here and there, but we try and do our best to get the very best person and the very best player in the mix. And thankfully, South Carolina produces a lot of those guys naturally, which makes the job a lot easier and makes it a lot of fun to follow.
No doubt about that. Hey, before I let you go, tell us about South Carolina Football Hall of Fame. There's so many ways to get involved, and so much exciting things going on there, including I know that this class and this induction ceremony you'll have later on. Tell us about how folks can learn more about what you guys are doing.
Yeah, come join the movement, be a member, join the Founders Club at scfootballhof.org right now. And then, of course, right now for free, that is public. You can still vote for the Blanchard Rogers Trophy, which Clemson's own Andrew Booth is a part of, as part of that finalist. That's a free vote right now on the website. And then also to nominate your Bridge Builder Excellence Award high school football player that has a 3.2 GPA or higher is great on the field and off as well in the community. Those two things can be done publicly on our website right now, and if you become a member, we'll send you a ballot for the final for the class of 2021 as well.
That's awesome. SCFootballHOF.org. Hey, continued success, what you guys do over there, Mike, and tell Yvonne and Dave we said hello, and you guys always let us know what we can do to help out. I think it's a really cool deal. The Bridge Builder thing is one of the coolest things I've seen, and the future success of students around the state and the upstate are certainly better as a result. Thanks for your help, my friend. Look forward to seeing you very soon, Mike.
Thanks, Mickey. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Michael Foster of the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Clemson baseball is right around the corner. Bradley Leacroy will give us a slight preview, a little early preview, earlier than we normally do, about the Tigers and what we should expect coming into the spring right after this.
I'm starting the new year by making my home feel like new with the Advanced Clean of Zero Res. Take advantage of their New Year's sale. Get three rooms of carpet clean for only $119. And when you mention me, Mickey Pollard, you'll get a hallway clean for free. Schedule at ZeroResGreenville.com.
Ready on take one?
Ready.
Okay, this is a crucial moment of the audiobook, The Big Escape.
Chapter 9, they had waited long enough when finally the clock struck midnight and...
Wait, where are you going? Nope.
When you need a taco, you need a taco. Try the Beefy Melt and Fiesta Veggie Burritos. Just $2 each, only at Taco Bell. And that's my time.
I'm not the voiceover guy too, but guess I'll read the legal copy. At participating Taco Bell stores for limited time only. Price and participation vary. Tax extra. Taco Bell vegetarian items allow for dairy and egg consumption. Preparation methods could lead to cross-contact with me. Visit TacoBell.com for full details.
Much like nutrition and physical activity, sleep is a critical part of your health and well-being, and it all starts with the right mattress. With over 100 years of experience, engineered sleep gives you a better mattress for a better price, and all of that means a better night's sleep. Each mattress has a 60-night trial and a 10-year cover-it-all warranty. Visit their mattress showroom in Greenville or engineeredsleep.com. For a better sleep and life, use code WCCP for 10% off. That's up to $250 off with your next mattress.
Clemson Marina is getting families into new 2022 Triton fiberglass and aluminum fishing boats and other great brands this spring. Triton boats are built for performance, designed to get you on the fish and to the top of the leaderboard. Schedule a service appointment and our certified techs will keep your boat running smoothly all year. We have daily and weekly boat rentals, private events and catering at the grill, and a hassle-free boating alternative at Freedom Boat Club. Clemson Marina, your authorized Triton boat dealer.
Hey Tiger fans, Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I would love the opportunity to be your real estate professional for your upcoming move. As a Clemson soccer alumnus, I'm ever loyal to Clemson University for giving me the tools to be successful on and off the field, which has translated into my real estate career. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients, serving their real estate needs, and developing lifelong relationships. If you are looking to buy or sell your next home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, let's team up today. Visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
When you have trouble sleeping, it's tough. When kids have trouble sleeping...
Mom, I can't sleep. Dad, just one more story?
For nights like this, try Vicks Pure Z's Kids. Our great-tasting gummies are specially formulated for kids with a unique blend of botanicals and a low dose of melatonin to support their natural sleep cycle. Best of all, they're drug-free and non-habit-forming. Help your child fall asleep naturally with Pure Z's Kids Gummies. Consult with a doctor before use. For ages 4 and up.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Canty Foundation Specialist is your local, trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Your flagship station for Clemson men's basketball. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Yes, I understand that every life must end. As we sit alone, I know someday we must go.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. A busy Thursday show. Want to get back to our guest lines for the third time in five. Guest to Bradley Leacroy of Clemson Baseball. Good morning, Coach Leacroy. How you doing this morning?
Doing great, Mickey. How are you?
Doing great. Hey, I've got five guests on today. You're batting third. You're in the three hole today. So, you know, we know who the power is in this lineup of guests. So, good stuff there. Hey, I always think of baseball and think of the start of your season as being cold, but not like what we've seen now, not like we've seen with the challenges. You've been around a long time. How often have you guys had to scrape snow and ice off the field to get ready for the season?
Man, I think this may be the first time here at Clemson. Obviously, I spent three years in Knoxville at University of Tennessee and a couple of years in Cullowhee at Western Carolina. And we had to do it there, you know, being more in the mountains. But, you know, it kind of got us a little bit, and I'm sure the guys enjoyed it, you know, with having Sunday off and Monday with MLK Day. But we were lucky enough to have our practice field, our turf field out back, and we got the snow off of it and got some work in, and it was a good day. And we got on the main field yesterday, so we battled the elements and were able to get some work done.
I want to review this. The fall. Fall is such a vital time for you guys because the season comes up so fast. What did you learn about this team, getting the newcomers in there, blending with the returning guys? What did you learn about this team in the fall?
Yeah, it was a good fall for us. We got a lot of work in. You know, we got a lot of newcomers of different ages. I mean, we got some really good high school players that came in. They're freshmen. We got two grad transfers that are really good players. And we got, you know, the number five rated junior college player in the country that's on our roster. And blending those guys with the returners. And the weather was pretty good. We got to play a lot. Had two really good outside competition scrimmages. And we learned a lot. We got a lot of competition. We've got some guys that made some big strides over the summer and over the fall. But it was a great group, a selfless group that worked extremely hard about what we want to achieve this year as our goals, and it's been a great group to be around.
All right, and I want to ask you about position battles later on. We'll get into this as we preview the season a little bit. But let me first ask you about the transfer guys, the JUCO guys, the non-high school guys at least, because that's a big part of your sport now, a big part of every sport now. But of those guys, anybody really catch your eye as far as battling for a spot coming up in the spring?
Yeah, and like you said, I mean, and I'm sure it's a topic of discussion all the time on your show, is the transfer portal is real. And in our sport, you know, it happened this summer, and, you know, there's a lot of guys transferring across the country. And I think it's a way that you can bring some talent into your program. We got two grad transfers. The first guy is Tyler Corbett from the Citadel. He's an in-state guy from the Columbia area, and he he's a career 350 hitter in the SoCon. He's always hit. He's a second baseman. He's tough. He's mature. He's got a lot of college at bats underneath him, and he had a really good fall for us, and he's going to add depth to our lineup for sure. Another guy is a shortstop. We were kind of in limbo. We didn't know if what James Parker was going to do with the draft. And obviously we're super happy for James playing with the Mariners now. We didn't really know what his deal was going to be. And then we had a couple high school kids. We lost a high school kid in the draft. It was a shortstop. So we were looking for a guy, middle infielder, to come in here and provide competition and possibly, you know, be a guy for us. And we kind of, throughout the summer, we were recruiting some guys, didn't feel like they were the right fit to come in here. And then after the draft, a young man, Ben Blackwell from Dayton, University of Dayton, went in the portal. He had a great year last year at Dayton. He thought he was going to get drafted. It didn't happen, so he went in the portal. I mean, obviously we got right on him, made the connection, had him down for a visit, and fortunate enough to commit. He is a very, very good defender. Probably, I mean, we've had a great run of shortstops here at Clemson, and this guy can really defend at shortstop. So we're super excited about him. And then the junior college transfer, Spencer Rich, at a Daytona State Community College in Florida. Spencer's a phenomenal athlete, a 6'5 runner, strong, got power. Had some moments in the fall where he's got to make some adjustments to this level of pitching. But being such a really good athlete, he can do some things on the field and he can be dynamic at times. So we're excited about those three guys coming in our program as older, mature players.
I got a text message yesterday saying that he knows one of your players, and the guy was bragging on Gavin Abrams, the freshman from St. John's, Florida. Give us an idea of what you saw from Gavin there in the fall.
Yeah, Gavin, the left-handed hitter that can play infield and outfield, got a really, really good swing. You know, come to us from Florida, playing a high-level competition in the high school ball down there in Florida, the travel ball. And Gavin really came on at the end of the fall. We went down to Auburn, yeah, and scrimmaged those guys. Gavin had three hits, had a double and a home run. He's got a chance to be a middle of the order hitter at some point in his career. I mean, obviously, he's got to continue to get stronger, but it's a left-handed hitter that has feel for the barrel, and he can make adjustments, and he's going to be a really good hitter for us.
All right. I know everybody asks you about it wherever you go around town, but Will Taylor, such a dynamic athlete, such an incredible baseball prospect, the knee up boy. First of all, tell me this. What was your reaction when you saw Will go down with a knee injury, man, in baseball? Because the baseball coach, a little lump in your throat maybe, man, a little heart racing. What was it? What happened to you when you first saw that?
Yeah, well, I was on the road recruiting, watching a game, and my wife texted me and said that she thought that Will just got hurt. And I'm like, oh, man. And Coach Lee was at the game with some recruits and texted him, and he didn't have any answers. But obviously we found out. And, you know, we were obviously upset for Will and his family. But, you know, Will's such an unbelievable kid, not just as far as being a player, but his attitude toward this. He's been around. He was around a ton in the fall after he got hurt. When he wasn't able to compete with football, he came over, especially on the weekends when they were traveling out of town. He's been at practice every day after he does his rehab. He's lifting with us every day. He's got a great attitude about it, a great mindset about getting back. You know, we're thinking, obviously time will tell, but we're thinking that, you know, he's going to be back sometime in the month of April. Whether that's the beginning of April or middle April or end of April, it just depends on how the rehab goes, the range of motion in his knee, when he can really cut it loose and start to rotate on that swing. But people, I mean, you know, obviously I know he was starting to play a good bit for football, but, you know, people are going to see that this guy is a dynamic, you know, baseball player that had opportunities to sign in the first round. He and his family valued the experience at Clemson, the education, and he's going to be a household name in college baseball as soon as he steps on the field.
A texter wants to know, local product from Hartwell, Casey Talent, right-handed pitcher, your thoughts on what you got coming out of high school with him and why you signed him.
Yeah, Casey was a right-hander out of Hart County over right across the line. Recruited him, always threw strikes, competitive type guy. You know, got him over some other ACC schools, and Casey had a great fall. Casey's very, you know, we like to compare him to a guy, you know, we had a couple years ago, Alex Eubanks, who had a great career here for us, who went on and pitched with the Rangers. I mean, he's a strike throwing machine that's got really good stuff, good breaking ball. But the thing about Casey is competitive, man. He is tough. He is super tough. The moment is not too big for him. And we saw that all fall, whether it was in our two scrimmages against outside competition or was it in high-level situations in the inner squad during the practice in the fall. But he is a competitor, and he throws strikes. And if you do those two things, you're going to pitch, and you're going to have a lot of success in college.
Bradley Decoy joins us, Clemson baseball assistant coach. Hey, Coach. Athleticism is something I know you love and something you guys strive for to get more athletic every year. Is it, how does this team compare from an athleticism standpoint to some of your previous teams?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, obviously we got some athletic guys returning, you know, and Dylan Brewer, and Max Wagner's a really good athlete. You know, as far as upgrading with Spencer Rich, Ben Blackwell, the guys we've talked about are tremendous athletes. Will Taylor, obviously, when he gets back in the fold. But the athleticism's there. We have a chance to have some guys that can run some stolen bases, do some things other than try to hit the ball at the ballpark. Now, we have those guys as well, but it's one of those things that we always trying to get athletes. Athletes can make adjustments quicker, play different positions. So we're excited about the athleticism. And Rick Franzbaugh, our strength and conditioning coach, does a heck of a job once he gets these guys and continues to develop them.
All right, I've got 1 minute. Biggest concern, biggest area here in between now and the open of season, less than a month away, what's the one that you would keep you up a little bit at night right now?
Man, I think we really like our club. I think the biggest concern is you know, always health, right? I mean, health with our players, and then you know, with the COVID situation. I mean, it's always changing. You know, we went through it last year, whereas the conference, we only played 50 games. At the end of the day, you know, it hurt not only hurt us, but it hurt a lot of teams in our conference. You know, and you know, a couple of our positions, you know, if COVID would have hit those guys and then we got to sit out, I mean, it's a tough deal. But, you know, it's something that we can't control. It's out of our control. We tell our players that all the time. We just got to go out every day and get better and just play hard and see where things fall.
I'm looking forward to it. I get excited about it. February the 18th, Indiana comes to town. Coach, let's do it again here before in the preseason because a lot of folks are really looking forward to Clemson baseball team. I can't thank you enough, my friend, and looking forward to talking to you here very soon.
You got it. Thanks, Mickey. Have a great day.
All right, buddy. That is Bradley Lecroy. This is an athletic-looking bunch of Tigers over there. I think you're going to like this baseball team coming up. We have a third hour, another busy hour, and the second segment next hour, Mike Noonan, the national championship winning soccer coach, will join us. But when we come back, we'll get with Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com. We've got the two most recent commitments for Clemson and a big recruiting weekend this weekend for the Tigers. So we'll go with Paul Strelo with that one and then talk some national championship soccer and the future Clemson soccer with Mike Noonan. Love for you to come back. Hour number three after a very short top of the hour break. You listen to the Mickey Plotto Show right here on 105.5 The Roar.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, W.